Detailed case studies complement the abstract reflections from earlier in Primorats's book. Not only will historical episodes be assessed to determine whether or not they meet the definition of terrorism, but Primorats will also investigate the ways that terrorism was, or could have been, defended in these cases. Ultimately, he concludes that in none of the cases that he considers was the use of terrorism justified, though the reasons for this differ in the individual cases. The first case that he considers is an example of state terrorism, where countries that don't typically engage in terrorism end up resorting to it during war. Primorats thinks that this leads to a moral disaster and sets a horrible precedent for future conflicts. The second case that he considers is a long-term, ongoing conflict between a state and a political community that does not have a state of its own. He thinks that both sides in the conflict resort to terrorism, though neither side is justified in doing so. Lastly, you'll consider on your own an example of an insurgent group attempting to start a slave uprising. You'll have to decide for yourself if this constitutes terrorism and whether or not it was morally justified.